extreme weather situations in the country. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ondel-ondel ada anaknya. Anaknya hijau terit terang. Mak bapak ondel-ondel mimpi. Ngarap pengantin ku nanti. Goyangnya asing dusen-dusen. Yang ini igel-igelan. Kumpulan-kumpulan pas-pas. Gendang nyaring di tempat. Yang ngiringin nanda. Jingkrakan palingnya nyale berkobaran yang ngarah pada kebingungan disirami air cemberan
Indonesia. Listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Negeri Jambi by Ike Nurjana. The song was composed by Andy Gomez and Herman Yebeje. Just like the title, this song is about a beautiful, clean, safe, and orderly Jambi. The people are also known to be friendly. This song reminds all people to take care of Jambi. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Negeri Jambi by Ike Nurjana. Happy listening.
Borobudur and its surrounding is like one spirit that brings serenity, a conquered heaven. Borobudur leaves so much meaning to the people around it, true happiness. Look at their faces. In this empty hallway, it's like we are invited to appease ourselves before we see all the collection inside. As one of the biggest art collector in Indonesia, he will astonish you with his painting collection. Here you can get genuine tranquility while tasting delicacy dishes. Did you see a small version of the Borobudur? It's so wonderful. You can pass the time by conversing heart to heart. Enjoy the nightfall. Sponge oneself. Enjoy the motionless solitude. Enjoy the nature. Meditate. Feel the nudge of the water. Dancing with your free thoughts. And express your soul. Feel their honorable greeting. One of the reasons why you will want to come back here again someday. A unique story that you can see the chronicle story in chronological order if you walk in a clockwise direction. The Borobudur Temple becomes the center of all the beauty surrounding it. A spiritual experience that's different and you can never find in any other temple on earth. Even come here dozens of times, won't feel enough. Because of its indescribable beauty. Never change.
So here's quote of the day. It is by our former, how do we call it, President of the Republic of Indonesia, and he was the third one, and he is known as the most inspiring scholars in Indonesia. And here's the quote, here's what he says: one of the keys to happiness is to use your money not for what you want, but instead for experiences.
Voice of Indonesia.
And so we move on from the quote of the day suddenly into the current situation of the weather in Indonesia. I'd like to give you some highlight for today. We'd like to see first from in the east of Indonesia, in which Banda Aceh is forecasted to be quite sunny today with 30 Celsius degree. But your favorite place for the weekend, Bandung, is going to be having a cloudy day today with 28 Celsius degree. And in the meantime, some other places, for example, Denpasar in Bali, it's gonna be a cloudy day, which I was curious, is it still nice time to be in Bali if it is cloudy? And moving on into Jayapura in Papua, it is forecasted to be having a very thick cloud in there. And some places in Papua are also having similarly cloudy day. In the meantime, in Manado, it's also cloudy. And if I would like to make it shorter, apparently so many places in Indonesia is forecasted to be cloudy today. And that's a little bit about the weather from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia.
Kau takkan pernah.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Take my hand, they say to take my hand. Everything is gonna get better. Take a step, they say to take a step. It's one chance or it becomes never. Some days I feel drowned, some days I feel bright. Some days I feel the world's gonna be my best friend forever and ever. And it's now. Take it slow, you are the one you owe. Make this one you'll cherish forever. A life's a show, so put it on like a pro. Your moment is gonna come sooner or later. Some days I feel strong, some days I feel bright. Some days I feel the world's gonna be my best friend forever and ever. And it's now. Standing here, I've never felt so light. Being here ripped away the book of all this time. It comes down to this moment. Oh, staring at my own reflection, I don't know what to be. Well, I'm just smiling and dreaming and flying. And it's all. Yeah, it's the life I'm learning, don't you go. Ramble is no stopping, who you are, it's a no-go. Take a moment, thinking who you are, you beat that low. Take a moment, you face that demon toe-to-toe. One step, two steps, you get it. Don't hold the back, it's worth it. Burning flame, burning fire, burning passion. We're watching us, what you're proud of, cause now that's fashion. Victory has never tasted so sweet. When you move and dance in the flow, be it right or wrong, you're growing strong. Cause when you reach that mountain top, you know that it's because you believe in you. Believe it was true. You saw it through. You made you do all those things and broke your limits. Be proud of who you are. All this time, it comes down to this moment. Oh, staring at my own reflection, I don't know what to say. Well, I'm just smiling and grinning. Now flying, you're flying. Oh, staring at my own reflection, I don't know what to say. Well, I'm just smiling and grinning. Now flying, and it's all.
Geraska with Breathtaking, which was recorded right in our studio during this session. And if you want to know more about the session, make sure to follow our, I would like to say, subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official, to see other episodes of the session. And the next one is classic one of the classics from the early 2000s in Indonesia. It is by Samsons with Naluri Lelaki, or Instinct of a Man.
Aku adalah lelaki yang tak pernah lelah mencari wanita. Aku adalah lelaki yang selalu gundah menunggu wanita.
Gentok, a traditional dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while gentong refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal gentong not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary traditional passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past. Typically served with rice or lontong, this dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, empal gentong is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
kita jadi satu di dalam ikatan percaya. Ini asmaraku, ini asmaramu, tunggu makin sempurna.
As I can miracle in, it is more than just a physical attraction. If it's over individual, so we have this spiritual connection. The passion that is always you, the one and only. Baby, you can call me every time you feel you want me, and I'll be there for you. And I know you too, and I love you. Till the world is falling apart.
After this song, let's listen to the story about the Stonebreaker Lady. Stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dancing won't help my economic condition. If I dance, when am I going to make money?
That words came from Kadek Sriyani, a woman aged 38, a villager of Manistutu, Bali, who since 15 years ago has been working as a stonebreaker on the river of Tukadayu, Manistutu, Bali.
Sudah lama sejak saya kawin.
I've been working since I was married, around 15 years ago.
I already started working here, breaking the stone, working in the fields, lifting the rock, digging the sand.
Most Balinese women would have started dancing since they are in the elementary school. But with the passage of their lives, dancing is just special occasions only. As in the case of stone breaker from Manistuto village, Kadek Sriani. Her dainty fingers are now used in a graceful movement in a dance alone, but more often are used to the work that should be done by men, breaking stones, without any fear that their tapering fingers might be injured by the weight of the hammer used to break up large stones. How many hammers actually that Kadek has?
Three hammers actually, but this one is borrowed. I have only two. However, I can borrow from my sister. Working together, you know, if the stone is too big and cannot be broken, I could ask my sister to help. Friends too.
While working together, each has her share of rock.
Each has her own share. So later, if there is a truck coming in, it can be easily seen which one belongs to me and which plot belongs to my friend. So it's easy to divide the money.
At a glance, breaking the stone looks quite easy. This is not true, of course. But there are some tricks to make the job easier.
It depends. There are some lines on the stone surface. If they are smooth, do not hit them because they might shatter and you'd get hurt. The term is monk trick. So you must look carefully whether it can be broken down or not.
Being a stone breaker, Kadek never feels afraid of hurting her hands. Even when she is wounded, Kadek already has a way to overcome it.
Yes, we'll treat it using a banana tree shoot, chewed and pasted. Then put it on the wound so that blood doesn't come out.
Every day, Kadek Sriani does the work of breaking down the stone. After the domestic work is completed, she goes to Tukadayu River in Manistuto village, about 4 hours drive from Denpasar, to break stones along with other women. There are no fixed working hours. Although her income a day at most is only 25,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah, Kadek Sriani accepts it gratefully. For Kadek, the results obtained are a gift from the Almighty. Her income is not fixed, depending on the weather. Because if it rains, the small truck cannot get into the river to buy the broken stone. Then, the stone that has been broken down into small pieces and the sand that has been filtered will be washed away again by the water. But bright weather also sometimes does not guarantee the money that they get can be a lot. Because even though they have broken rocks under the umbrella made of palm leaves for one whole day, no truck would come to buy the stones because there is no development project. Things like this often happen.
Depending on the fate, if things are smooth then everything will. But if there is no project, then business will be bad.
Almost all Balinese women can dance, for dancing is part of the rituals for worshipping among the Hindu Balinese. Most of them learn to dance in their primary school. But with the passage of their lives, the women, especially the stone breakers, only dance on special occasions, such as rituals in temples. The stone breaker women of Manistuto village, however, do not want to dance for money either, as expressed by Kadek Sriani.
It will be so embarrassing. I'm fat now. Dancing doesn't help the economy. If I dance, when can I make some money?
Although the lives of stonebreaker women and their families are hard, they still diligently do the job as stonebreakers. Sometimes, they also hope for some other job which in accordance with their capabilities, to be able to slightly improve their lives.
What important is to have a job. so I can send my children to school and they can have decent meals every day.
Manistutu village chief Ika Tutsukadana has his own views about the profession of his female villagers. I understand, digging the sand is not really their choice, really. This is a necessity. If they could have another job, they would take it then. But they do not have the expertise and skill to do that. Digging sand or rocks in the river like that is actually not a life choice, because they do not have other skills to compete in other areas. That was the story of the brave woman from Manistutu, Bali, who are now using their dainty fingers to break up stones to provide for their families. The story of Kadek Sriyani shows that Balinese women are women who have incredible energy.
Luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Jatuh cinta, lelah ulang kesalahan yang sama. Ku ingin kita jalani cinta. Ku ingin kita jalani cinta tanpa tergesa, tanpa tergesa.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
These are the better days.
Sadly, in Indonesia, this song is very segmented, mostly for the people in South Jakarta, or maybe amongst the campus people. But apparently the song has a very strong and also positive message that all the way up, you will find love. And maybe there will be better days. If not today, might be tomorrow. AKA, there is still hope out there. And let's listen to another music corner, still about to the song with Malayan Sim. Stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder Today's Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Dayang Pelangi by Wita Pratiwi. The song lyrics Dayang Pelangi were created by Zuhdi Tabhudi. The lyrics come from Jambi folklore, Dayang Pelangi. The song tells the love story of Dayang Pelangi, a beautiful woman from Jambi and the king of China. Dayang Pelangi's beauty attracts several young men, making them fall in love. However, Dayang Pelangi's love is for the king of China. They go through hard things, including having to separate due to misunderstanding. But finally, they can live together forever. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Dayang Pelangi by Wita Pratiwi. Enjoy the song.
of Indonesia.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad on Leon The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here's the headlines. National Police launched the Manpower Desk. 5 Indonesian ice skating athletes to train abroad. And here is the news in detail. The Indonesian National Police launched the Manpower Desk on Monday. Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo said the desk will serve both the workers and employers from reporting, mediation and legal enforcement. He wished the desk would maintain the stability of the industrial relations. Five of 6 Indonesian ice skating athletes were sent to join training in 3 nations ahead of the Asian Winter Games 2025 in February. This was stated by the athlete manager at Indonesian Ice Skating Federation for the Asian Winter Games, Yovita Berina Lim, on Tuesday. And according to her, the athletes would be training in Turkey, South Korea, and the U.S. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta ku